the business zone of Kello News Talk 1320 107.9. It's Unique Real Estate on Sioux Falls Radio, and it's the only show of its kind in the area. This is It's Your Business. And now, here is your conductor, the maestro, and your host for the show, Bill Zortman.
Good morning. I'm Bill Zortman, and welcome to It's Your Business. It's show number 715. That's 715 in our original It's Your... Boy, you've got that thing going. You got a 4th of July plan?
Well, yeah. Gonna shoot the moon, Bill.
Shoot the moon. that's the rev. One of a kind. This is the golf show, the business of golf, that we do between now and September the 3rd. With Great Life, with the First Tee program, all the Austed stores, Golf Addiction, Golf Etc., our affiliates, Randy Dierheim Pinnacle, Dr. Tim Lee Burton Specialty Orthopedics, Dr. Max Reinecke, Reinecke Chiropractic. It does make for quite the good hour. This week, the experts will be picking the stop in West Virginia, the Greenbrier, and the tournament has two Watsons in it, Tom and Bubba. But let's get started with Mr. Golf himself. I heard him talking yesterday, and, you know, it was not this radio station, but that's okay.
Really? You're going to let me do that?
Well, I mean, you were talking about the First Tee.
I was.
And if we don't come together as a community, if we don't have Great Life to talk about $30,000 or so you guys helped raise?
$30,000, yes.
Yep. God bless.
Yes. That's just one of the things Austed's does is we give back, and it's our ninth annual. We've actually raised almost a third of $1 million for First Tee. And for those of you who don't know, First Tee is an incredible program that teaches kids life values while also teaching them golf. So fun things like honesty and integrity and, you know, you got to keep track of your own score, things that Randy's talked about over the years with his little segment.
But who helps Randy keep?
Well, Randy, have you been through First Tee? You need to. He probably needs to because it's good stuff. It's nine core values, and the kids were out on the course. It was a beautiful day, which is one of the things we haven't had a lot of this year. But it's been a lot of fun, and Austed's has been great. Has been very proud to be participating in that program since its inception here in South Dakota. So we're doing great.
You know, golf is something that is really important to us, and we're finding that with the Great Life, with the fact that the number of rounds were up. I don't know how they were up in May with the kind of weather that we had, but to be up at Willow, Baker, Central Valley, that's impressive.
I had a guy went through the weather from this point on back. It was kind of a scary deal, and he said, of all the days that typically you could play golf, there have been 40 days in the Sioux Falls area that's had rain at one point during the day that would make it difficult to play 40, and we're looking at July 2nd right now. So it just, there's been very little momentum going. You know, you typically get stretches of 2 or 3 weeks of really nice weather. It hasn't happened yet, but it's out there. We're gonna have some great days today, this afternoon, tomorrow. We're gonna be absolutely beautiful. Gonna be some great opportunities over the 4th. Come into Austed's. We have a sizzle sale going on right now. We got lots of stuff on sale, and then go play and bring your family out. 4th of July is a great time to go play. Enjoy yourself. It's a great time to take some time off and enjoy.
Now, one of the things that Dave has done, he is a busy man with all the stores that he's added. He's added that one out in Cedar Rapids that keeps him even more busy. But, you know, this is what he said. Shirts normally $65. Now, 3 for $79. Callaway Ping, Greg Norman could make your listeners look as good in the extra large size that Bill Zortman gets.
Well, now, what was that about? I wish the listeners could just see your outfit today, because Bill's got a natty, really nice blue shirt on, and of course, an American flag tie. I mean, you natty is the word, man. You're put together. So if everyone could just look like, oh boy,
you are entering the Zortman zone.
The Zortman zone.
I got to go some places today. I got to be seen.
You do. You look good. You have a style all your own. You really do. So
I'm not sure, but you still haven't found the orange pants.
I'm working on it. I am.
They don't make them that big.
Just say that your dimensions are a little unique. So I'm still working on it. I got Adidas, actually. They're working on getting a special pair of pants made for you, and we're going to see what we can do. But in the meantime, shop Austed's this weekend. As you said, $65 shirts basically comes down to $26, and they are nice looking shirts. They're shirts that Bill Zortman might even wear. I mean, they're, and the other thing, and we've not really mentioned the technology and apparel, but it has changed so much. It used to be you go out, you put on your cotton shirt, and around here it's 90 degrees and humid. After the 4th hole, the shirt weighs 10 pounds because you're dripping in sweat, and you carry it with you the rest of the round. Well, now These shirts are so good, and they're so high-tech, they just breathe. And even in 90 and 95 degrees, it just wicks the moisture away, and you're going to be cool and very comfortable. And they're just incredible shirts. You take them out of the dryer, hang them up. You don't even have to iron them. We have a lot of customers now that come in that have never swung a club that say, I do all my shopping for apparel at Austed's because of these incredible golf shirts.
Ironically, the golf tournament we're going to talk about, my class tournament, finally won a tournament.
Do we have to talk about your tournament?
But I have to tell you, I walk up, the first guy I see has got the same shoes on I've got, the Ricky Fowler Pumas.
You have a twin?
And, well, his name's Delgado.
Okay.
He bought them at Austed's.
Really? See?
In Omaha.
There you go.
Okay.
It's comfort, you know.
Here you were making fun.
Yes, I will continue. You deserve it.
I have no choice.
You have no choice. You have to take it. So I pay to be here. You got to take it. You got to take it, man.
You haven't seen what they pay me, so I'd be better off helping you with a sale.
Yeah,
weekend.
You would. If you could stand up there and just look good, just say, here I am, I'm Bill Zortman, we would sell a lot of stuff.
All right. Great. West Virginia this week.
Yeah, Greenbrier.
And we have sent them the weather. They could have a hurricane.
It could be very interesting.
It'll be Andrew this week.
It's going to be a mess. I mean, can you imagine having all these plans for the 4th, and they're talking about, just crazy weather. It's going to be nuts. But, well, Greenbrier is a very nice resort. It's in West Virginia, out in the middle of nowhere, kind of like Pinehurst, but it's a beautiful course. There is a pretty good field for 4th of July. So if you want to watch some golf, there's actually not a bad group of people. Tiger now is apparently not playing until the Open, so...
Are you sure he's going to play in the Open?
I believe he will. He hasn't said anything.
He doesn't
about,
sponsor that one.
No, he doesn't. But he wants a major. So you know, he came out and he was
he better find the ladies
at the Quicken Loan, and now he decides he's going to Disney World with his kids for 2 weeks. So I don't know what's in the mind of Tiger. You know,
give him credit for coming back, though.
Yeah, well, it's great to have him. We need him. We need Tiger to play, and I hope he plays well. I knew he wouldn't play well at Quicken, but it would be great if he could make the cut at the British and do well, at least. So
I noticed you picked a Watson this week, but it's not Tom.
I picked two guys. I kind of tried to have a theme with my picks this week. So my A players are all guys that look nice, but they also have kind of a rough reputation. Bubba Watson is one of them, because he's actually swore at his caddy on the air. And Patrick Reed, who had a little problem last week.
You know the story with Patrick.
Yeah, threw the F-bomb out there, yeah. And then went seven over
the last 11
So
holes.
They're my A players. They've got a little problem, but they're also, you know, kind of good guy, bad guy kind of a deal. My B players are Bill Haas and Brennan DeYoung. They're there because neither of them have any hair. They're both bald. And then I had a Wisconsin thing going on with my C players, or my on the bench with Steve Stricker and Jerry Kelly. I understand he's not playing, so I'm going with Harmon. So Harmon is in the Midwest. And then my C players are guys with initials, KJ Choi and JB Holm. Isn't that sweet? See, because you know, like,
that's nice.
Because U.S. Open, you know, they put all the fat guys together. They called them the heavyweights.
I'm not going to go any further with that.
Anyway, that's a solid lineup. And I got second place last week. Really?
You did.
Yeah.
My team was well down the list. I couldn't change them out, you know.
Yeah, well welcome I was to on my the road, dude. That's the way I've been.
I can't believe
since that. I started this thing. I got one hand tied behind my back on this thing, and I'm still doing well. You know what?
That's you did. Just, you were good last week. We'll see what this motley crew does this week.
I don't know.
The cussers leading off.
The cussers, yeah. We'll see. The cussers, then the bald guys, then the Wisconsin guys, then the initial guys.
Okay.
So we'll see what happens.
But Jerry Kelly will be back for the cornfields of Iowa.
He'll be good. And one thing for your listeners, if you want to see some PGA players, this is your best opportunity. In 2 weeks, they'll be in Silvis, Illinois, which is just across the border from Iowa. Next week. And it's a great tournament. It's the John Deere Classic. Fun, fun tournament. Typically, the winner is Steve Stricker, and he's 27 under par.
They've got some great names already.
They do. And if you want to see birdies, which we haven't seen a whole lot of, you know, at Congressional last week, you know, it was 4 under that won the tournament. And those guys looked like they were, you know, like at Hartford on a weekday. It's just, they were struggling.
Are you making fun of the golfers in Hartford on the weekend?
No, I'm just saying the pros were struggling at Congressional. They don't out there in Silvis. They knock it over, and 27 under is going to win the tournament. So you like to see a birdie fest? Drive over there. You can see them live. I think you can pick tickets up right there.
Look for one of the Zortmans. My son is actually making the trip.
There you go. Okay. Yep. So you want to see a really sharp-looking dresser, it's probably a Zortman. Yeah.
No.
No?
No. No? He's the one without hair.
Oh, okay.
And now a granddad, too.
Nice.
He's joined the ranks.
Nice.
Dave Austed.
Come see us this week at Austed's. We are open on the 4th as well. So we got a lot of things on sale. I mentioned all the drivers are on sale. All the irons are on sale. You want a new set of clubs? This is a good time to upgrade. Come out and see us.
Save your three wildest orange shirts for me.
Okay, I got them. I got them. Okay. All right, Bill. Thanks. Have a great fourth.
Look for those orange pants someplace.
I'm looking, man.
When we come back, World Cup soccer. Randy Dierheim. And tell you what, he made quite a difference here in Sioux Falls. We'll tell you why when It's Your Business continues.
Personal injury accidents pit many first-time victims against experienced insurance company adjusters. If you or your family are facing those odds, you need the counsel of Tom Johnson and his legal team.
I'm Tom Johnson. We do this every day. At Johnson & Christensen Law Office, you'll not only leave the burden and confusion of all those bills and paper with us, you will leave with peace of mind that your injury claim is being handled professionally by experienced lawyers. Don't settle early. Remember, the adjuster is loyal to the insurance company. Visit SiouxFallsLaw.com or call 335-1778. We are the trusted place you can turn to.
Let Tom Johnson speak for you. He knows the law and will represent you, not the insurance company. Tom Johnson has 35 years of experience. When the decision is made on the value of your injury or damages, you need Johnson & Christensen Law. Call 335-1778 or go to SiouxFallsLaw.com.
A downpour.
Bursting pipes or water heater.
Your home or business can go from dry to...
Look, Mom, we have an indoor swimming pool.
In just hours. I'm Jerry Berg with InTech Water Restoration of Sioux Falls. We dry everything in your home, except the tears. We return your home to pre-flood condition. Call InTech any day, any time of the day.
Fire. Water. Mold.
Not just clean, intecuously clean.
The Midday Commodities Report from Coima and Kamek. Weekday mornings at 11:30. Kello, News Talk 1320, 107.9.
The business of golf on this Wednesday before the 4th, and one of the winners with the World Cup in golf, Elements on 8th. They should get an American medal, a World Cup medal. Randy, good morning.
Yeah, good morning. Blue Oyster Cult. I mean, that takes me back. Thanks, Rev.
Little Reaper there.
I like that. 1976.
Oh, the guy from Brown Speaks.
How do you know that
year? Well, I was living it.
Okay.
You know, Elements on 8th, what a great AV setup they put in that facility. And if you like sports of any kind, you mentioned seeing the World Cup down there, but if you like sports of any kind, including Wimbledon and now with the British Open coming up, the one thing I really like about the British Open is the time change, so we can watch live golf.
You can have breakfast out there.
We can watch live golf at, 7 in the morning. I really like that. But, yeah, that's a tremendous. It's the largest LED television system, we believe, in this part of the state, maybe the region. So if you like sports, Elements on 8th in the Hilton Garden Inn is the place to go.
This week, we're talking about good things and small packages. A little travelogue?
Yeah, I actually, last Thursday, I headed out, drove through a horrendous rainstorm from Watertown to Henry, South Dakota on Highway 212. But my ultimate destination was Minas State Park up west of Aberdeen. But along the way and over the course of the next few days with friends of mine, I played golf at Clark. So I sent our friend Kim Kaufman a little note, a little picture of the clubhouse that I was enjoying after my round there, and then I went on to play in Bowdell, which is up south of Eureka. I played in Britain, which is a remarkable 9-hole golf course, and we tried to play in Eureka, but it was raining pretty hard, and then I ended up playing in Redfield as well. Redfield is along the James River, and my thought of the whole trip was, first of all, these are small towns. I mean, Bowdell's probably got a population of 500 people. They've got an honor box there. So think of the world that we live in. You go and pay your greens fee. There's a little cash box there. You fill out an envelope. You stick it in the box. When you purchase a beverage, you put it in the honor box. And, we're all from Sioux Falls. And we're like, hey, this is pretty cool. This is small town America. And but the courses are well taken care of. The greens are about the size of this room. So it challenges your game. Britain has always been one of my favorite 9-hole courses. Just some of the friendliest people that we came across. And I think that's what is so great about golf in these small towns. They take so much pride in it. And I kind of came back to, what we try to accomplish here in Sioux Falls as small business owners. I'm fortunate to be involved in 4 restaurant properties now. But
Great property.
This community, thank you, this community is full of people like myself that just wake up every day, open the keys, open the doors to their businesses, welcome people in, do the best that they can on a daily basis, and be very inviting. And so, to me, good things came in small packages these last 5 days. And I just think it's representative of not only what's good about golf, but what's also good about, you know, doing business in this town.
Well, certainly things do come in small packages that really turn out to be good things. And I was joking about my class reunion. You never know what's going to happen when you go back. I was the youngest one in the class. And don't know what to expect. Don't know some of the stories. The first story that's told is, as my wife and I come in the room, is we remember Bill in kindergarten. He crawled up on the backside of the piano. He was in trouble, and he was waving at us in the classroom. And I said, how do you remember that? Oh, we can't forget you.
You know, it's always amazing what other people remember about you. And I have the same thing when I go back to my hometown of Lake Benton or my birthplace of Valley City, North Dakota. And you'll find people that remember you from Boy Scouts or maybe sports along the way. And they'll say, do you remember the time that you, you know, you're like, well, not really, but they do. Right. And it sticks in their memory. And actually, I think talking about the first tee program when Dave was here, the way that we behave on the golf course, a lot of times if you're playing with a stranger, I'm always trying to be on my best behavior. First of all, I'm a businessman in this town, so I want to have, you know, I want to have that respect that goes with that. But a lot of people are going to remember you from those instances that are very brief in time. And golf is a great sport where you go out as a single, or maybe you go out as a twosome and you get hooked up with two other people that are complete strangers, and you get to have a great time with them and meet them. But they're going to walk away with certain memories of you from an etiquette perspective, sportsmanship perspective, and just as a person. So that's what's kind of neat about the sport that we play as well.
The guy that put it together actually is not far from Dave's new place of business in Iowa City, and he brought the golf balls. He had found 7,000 golf balls on the golf course that he lives on out
7,000.
7,000. He had given, I don't know, 30 dozen to the golf team, and then every participant in the tournament got used golf balls, and I wanted Bridgestone, and he gave me a dozen Bridgestones, and it was pretty good. The only thing that he did was he was an old jock in school, okay? And he had all the jocks playing together. Wasn't one of those, so there were two women in the tournament. One of those that was a point guard of a state championship basketball team that's got arthritis now, cannot play as well as she used to, and my wife. So they sent us off early so we'd get out of the way. Well, it was a two ball. We shot 38. My wife's team shot 39. The jocks came in. They'd shot 46 to 50.
Wow.
And they couldn't believe the long drives that I was hitting. And it was like, gee, have I gone to heaven? What's happened here? It was a whole different world. But it was fun to beat the jocks going back 50 years and just be able to hit the ball, make some putts, and do some things.
Well, golf's a great equalizer. First of all, it's not an easy sport. I mean, we encourage people to pick it up because it's a lifetime sport. But in my case, at Bottle, which is, again, a small-town course, I hit every tree and every branch that I could possibly hit on that golf course and couldn't break 90. And then the next day I go to Britain and play in a 35-mile-an-hour wind on greens that were rolling like PGA greens and shot a 76. So it's amazing how you can swing back and forth. But it's such a great sport. And if you're not playing golf now, or you're thinking about playing golf, you know, with all the things that we have in Sioux Falls, with great practice facilities, great pricing, stores like Osteds, stores like, you know, Golf Etc. and Golf Addiction, I mean, take a look at it. Take a hard look at golf. It's such a great sport.
All right, Tiger, you thought he'd finish in the top 20. Didn't happen. We could hope.
Yeah, I was surprised. I actually thought Tiger's natural abilities, of course, proven over the last, you know, 20 years would carry him. But, you know, that's not an easy golf course either. And, yeah, he was rusty. So this week I'm going to go with Bubba Watson. First of all, the Greenbrier, and I have not ever been there. I've driven by that facility. It's remarkable in that part of West Virginia how pretty it is. Bubba Watson is my A player. I've got Jonas Blixt, who's got some history at that tournament.
A champion.
Yep. Past champion, so he's on the bench. Brandon DeYoung, I've kind of ridden him in the last 3 weeks. He's on a little hot streak. And Brian Harman is my B players. And on the bench, I've got Billy Haas and Keegan Bradley. And C is Kevin Na. I've had some good success with Kevin over this past spring as well. And another player that's made a great name for himself and is playing well on the bench, Brendan Todd.
Interesting group. I agree with the small towns. I went back to Ottawa, Iowa. You went to Clark and some other places. We found golf. We found people that enjoy life.
Yeah, thank you so much, Bill. Have a great week.
All right, we will. When we come back, we'll talk a little bit about the medical side of it, and I'll give a little word about how I get a good night's sleep. Imagine what that might be. It's the business of golf, and yes, I did win a golf tournament. It will not be posted any place that you'll see except a little town of 3100 with the widest Main Street in Eskimo Pie origination. But Comfort King made a difference to me, and it has as far as the fact that it's now July, and I'm able to still swing a golf club and be comfortable about it. The difference, in January, my wife and I went to Comfort King. Yes, it's near the mall. My wife can always find the mall, and she easily found Comfort King. We tried out 8 mattresses, and she narrowed it to 2. And I said, yes, dear, and she picked the one. And for once, she was right. Well, twice in her life, maybe when she picked me and then Comfort King. Not a bad choice. But the Comfort King does give me the zero-based gravity. It gives us the controllers that means that we can't decide how we want to do this, that, or the other. It lets her do one side of the bed. I get the other side. And last night, I was tired. It had been a long day. Needed the massage. And as I was sitting there watching the Twins beat up on Kansas City, I was able to go right to sleep. Don't know who won the game. Didn't care. Woke up this morning. Knew I was going to get to talk to two great doctors, Dr. Max and Dr. Tim Lee Burton. And they are very special to me, just as you, the listeners, are. You cannot recover from not getting a good night's sleep. Comfort King has made a difference for us. It'll make a difference for you. Talk to Chris Larson at the factory, Comfort King. All right, Dr. Tim Lee Burton, Specialty Orthopedics, and Dr. Max Reinicke, Reinicke Chiropractic. They weighed in last week on Tiger playing. They weighed in on a couple of other things that were fun in this studio, and they're back today. They're smiling at each other. Dr. Tim, good morning to you.
Good morning. Good morning. I want to relate a story about a chiropractor and an orthopedist working together to get a patient the best results possible. There's a 16-year-old girl who's had off and on wrist pain for several months from a prior injury. She was seen by a local chiropractor who is a good friend of mine. Different treatments were done, which did help her, but her symptoms continued. He referred her to me. Her pain's been going on for several months, so we got an MRI, and our plan is after the 4th of July, we're going to do a cortisone injection and put her in a cast. So there's a way that we can work together to get the end result. We all have the same philosophy, and that's to get people back to work or back golfing. What do you think, Dr. Max?
That's right. When people can't do what they love to do, that's when they need someone like Dr. Tim or myself.
Works out. We're going to talk a little bit more about what you guys do in your day jobs in just a minute, but let's talk a little bit about Tiger. Last week, a lot of us expected that he would come back, didn't know what he would do. Tim, first of all, what about the performance and his health and ongoing for the rest of the year?
I had him as my B player. Back bench player. I thought that he would play better than he did. I think that golf course was extremely difficult, and I think that's the type of golf course that it was going to be hard for him to play well. In hindsight, I should have known that with how narrow that course is, how long a lot of the holes are. He hasn't played for 3 to 3.5 months. I thought his short game would be better because I thought that he would have been doing a lot of putting and chipping over the last 5-6 weeks, but I expect him to be back again. Like I said last week, his swing during the practice rounds looked as good as they used to look back when he was with Butch Harmon.
Dr. Max, were we expecting too much in that kind of a setting where it's a tough golf course? It was set up almost like a major tournament. To expect him to be highly competitive coming back for the first time?
Well, when you take a competitor, you expect him to be competitive. And I think that he must have got thinking about how he felt and how it was in the rounds before the surgery, and he kind of got out of there before any damage was done.
If you had, I'm going to give you an example, somebody that was sponsoring a golf tournament, much like Tiger did this one, and it might be on the local level here. They had a tournament coming up. It might be a Great Life tournament. It might be a charity tournament for Sertoma Club or whatever it was. You don't always, as the sponsor or the person putting on the tournament, have to go out. But if you had treated him, if it was Tiger or somebody like Tiger, would you encourage him to play or just be there ceremonially?
I don't know enough about Tiger Woods to comment on that. And I just wish that he did have someone like me working on him.
That could have given him the honest advice. Because then you would have known. You would have been able to give the information that you felt would have helped him. But you just hope that he hasn't been set back mentally, physically, for the year to come.
Yeah, I don't think that I wouldn't anticipate Tiger Woods being set back. I think the time frame with him playing in that tournament was on point with his recovery for the procedure that he had. And I think with his foundation being there and him being able to do practice rounds and raise even more money with him having clubs in his hand and not just driving around in a golf court, I think that's important for the foundation. Now, as it pertains to, since you brought up Great Life, I'm a member of Baker Crossing. I love Baker Crossing, and I'm a member of Great Life. And I recently found out that for families, parents and children, at Baker Crossing at 6 o'clock on Sunday evenings, you can go and get an hour-long lesson from the PGA professionals out there Sunday night from 6 to 7. Then you're able to play golf free, and that's walking. And if you wanted to take a cart, you only pay $5 for each cart. And then afterwards, they have hot dogs and chips and so on for you to eat. So
it is
people should know that, and because that is something that even Bill Zortman can take advantage of.
Even with the fact that I can't find the orange pants to make it work. Let's talk about what you guys do for work. And Dr. Max, you know, you have a lot of people that like to play golf. They like to use their muscles, their backs. If people have some questions, you've been doing this 30 years, what can you help people do?
Well, I think number one, if you've been listening to this show for some time and you've heard Dr. Tim and myself talking and you got a problem, act on it. If it was going to resolve, it would have after 3 days or a week. If it continues to bother you, get something done. Call one of us. For you people that have been to chiropractors before, I pride myself in getting to the heart of the problem. Just before the show, showed someone how they had a nerve root weakness in their lower back that may well be contributing to this left foot problem they've been having for a while. So the thing about a chiropractic problem is that your body does its best to cope with it. You don't know you have the problem. You just know you have the pain. And the only way to find out if you have a problem that a chiropractor can help you with, just like Tiger ain't getting better if he isn't seeing the best chiropractor money can buy, he can't reap the results.
Your experience and the ARP Wave, good calling cards for Reinecke Chiropractic.
ARP Wave is something that originated in the Twin Cities. Athletes are pretty picky about who works on them and what they get done. But we remember a couple years ago, Adrian Peterson came back from a relatively major knee surgery and just about broke Eric Dickerson's rushing record the next year. That didn't happen by accident, and it wasn't just coincidence that ARP Wave is centered in the Twin Cities.
Imagine that,
yes.
Dr. Tim, you know, we do talk the fact that you get people in and out and in the 24-hour period, but a lot of people say, okay, specialty orthopedics, what parts of the body do you deal with?
Yeah, the public many times can mix up orthopedics and podiatry and so on, but I am a specialist in the extremities, so any problems with the shoulder, elbow, wrist, or hand, the hips, knees, ankles, whether it's fractures, whether it's tendonitis. Adding to Dr. Max's point earlier, I saw a gentleman who had had shoulder pain for more than 10 years, and he had just been dealing with it. He finally decided to have it checked out, and he had a massive rotator cuff tear. We were only able to repair approximately 75% of his rotator cuff. The other 25% couldn't be repaired, likely because of the longevity of it. So if he had had it looked at back when his shoulder pain started, we would have been able to take care of it completely. So to add to his point, if you do have a problem or an issue with the extremities and the pain isn't getting better within a reasonable amount of time, you should be seen, at least get a diagnosis.
He's Dr. Tim Lee Burton. The contact information for you?
275-5560 or Google Specialty Orthopedics or Dr. Tim Lee Burton.
All right, West Virginia this week, your picks.
Bubba Watson as the starter with Gary Woodland on the bench. Keegan Bradley and Webb Simpson starting. With Bill Haas, Steve Stricker on the bench, Kevin Na, and Brendan Todd.
And Dr. Max Reineke, your contact information before we get the Guardian Angel picks for you.
Our number is 335-0880. We're located centrally just off Minnesota Avenue. We're north of the Hy-Vee that's on Minnesota Avenue. ReinekeClinic.com. I had a patient that... Googled muscle testing doctor, and that's how she found me yesterday. So
good, and we're glad she did, and you'll keep us posted as to how that goes. All right, Guardian Angel had confidence this week, unless there's a hurricane or tropical storm. That is something that we faced here in the Midwest for a long period of time. The Guardian Angel helped you with these picks.
Indeed. I'm going to go with Bubba Watson, thanks to him. And with Daniel Summerhays on the bench, my B players, Chris Kirk, no relation to the captain, Bill Haas, and on the bench, Ted Potter, no relation to Harry, and Steve Stricker. My C players, my favorite, Jimmy Walker, he is related to Johnny, by the way, and on the bench, Brendan Steele.
Good picks, Dr. Max, Dr. Tim. We appreciate you both joining us. And we'll see you next week on It's Your Business. You guys enjoy your fourth.
It's always fun.
Back at Advana Mortgage with Jim Loeb. Jim, who is Advana Mortgage?
We are mortgage bankers specializing in all types of home loans. We are part of Premier Home Mortgage Rapid City. We are caring mortgage bankers who are professionally trained to handle all of your loan needs.
Apply online at AdvanaMortgage.com. NMLS number 162-291. Why should I use Advana Mortgage?
We specialize just in mortgage loans. We answer your questions promptly. At Advana Mortgage, we return your messages before we go home at night. We have loan officers on call 18 hours a day, 7 days a week. Our interest rates are very competitive. At Advana Mortgage, we process and underwrite our own loans here in Sioux Falls. We have a special loan product. It's the Advana Mortgage Fixer-Up Dream Home Loan. Upgrade your kitchen, add new carpets, new appliances, or even a garage. Purchase a new home or refinance with these improvements.
Stop by our new location at 57th at the Bridges, 57th and Western, or call 275-2777. Take the first step. Visit us at AdvanaMortgage.com. Advana Mortgage, mortgage bankers you can count on. An equal housing opportunity lender.
One of the It's Your Business experts that's well known in the Sioux Falls area is Dakota Radon Mitigation's Mike Austed. Mike is from the Austed family, yes, a part of the A-team. In addition to doing the radon work in the metro area, recent road trips took him to Artesian, Brookings, Yankton, Milbank, and Viberg. His A-team professionally certified mobile radon mitigation unit reaches all over our listening area.
In eastern South Dakota, Minnesota, and Iowa, radon gas is a major factor in the homes of our lives. Check the official South Dakota website, sd.gov, and go to the health department to get a radon test kit. A 2011 South Dakota report showed that the average home in South Dakota that does test high for radon is over twice the recommended level. If you need help with a test, whether it be for a house sale, closing, or just concerned about the safety of your family, call Mike Austed, the A-team, at 201-4704. If you need radon mitigation, I'm right here.
Meet the press, Sunday mornings at 11. Kello, News Talk 1320, 107.9.
Well, still to come on our show today, picks from last week's winner, Paul Daugherty from Golf Etc., and our number one project, Dave, who finished second. They're actually listening up right now, and I think they're making last-minute changes. When we do a little consultation with John Miller at Golf Addiction. Johnny, good morning.
Good morning, gentlemen. How are you?
It's doing good. Of course, it is the big 4th of July weekend, and I do know that Golf Addiction 57th and Marion has some great ideas in mind.
Absolutely. So we're excited about the weekend. Unfortunately, on the 4th, we always close on the 4th because it's a family deal. We want our workers to be home. Obviously, we want to be with the kids as well, too. But we're going to make up for that on the 5th, on that Saturday. We're going to do a half-price everything. So, except for food, excuse me, at golf. So all of the aiming oils, whether it's wine or it's a liqueur or whether it's a beer, everything's going to be half price. You can come in and get a bottle of Bud Light for $1.50, come in for a tall tap for about $2.25. Probably the cheapest you're going to find in town on Saturday, and that's all morning. So I'd encourage you to come in at 10 in the morning and take advantage of it, but we're not going to be mad if you do.
There you go. I think it makes a lot of difference. And again, you guys have become a great attraction for the entire family. And by by Saturday, you're going to have people that are tired of the relatives. They're going to be looking for a place to go. And you probably have hit on it.
Absolutely. So it's one of those things where you want to come out on Saturday if you want to bring a family. If you don't, you can sneak away for a bit. Come on over. We'll fire up one of the things. So whether you're golfing or you just want to watch some TV on the simulator, or if you just want to do some hunting or some miniature golf on it as well, too, we'll fire that up. Give you a little break from the chaos that maybe the fourth brought you. So, yeah, I definitely encourage you just to swing over, even just to hang out and grab a bite to eat as well, too, and try one of their wicked good pizzas.
All right, indoor-outdoor events. And if people don't know, Golf Addiction has got 50-plus simulators. I've heard anywhere up to 62. I'm not sure. I haven't counted them all. But regardless of what our weather has been like, even if Hurricane Arthur happens to decide to come through, they can still play golf with you guys.
Exactly right. So all that rain that we've been getting here the last, I guess, month or so, we've had the advantage of watching it rain while we're swinging the club outside. The lot got flooded one of the days. We didn't care. We just parked close to the building so that we didn't have to walk through the water with our club. So we do have that advantage, and we have over 60 courses now to play, including miniature golf and skee ball, virtual skee ball. This is pretty cool if you ever get a chance to swing down and play it. It is. And we're going to give you the opportunity to bring down four people, do a scramble. We can set up in a scramble mode or do a match play, even Stableford as well, too. So a lot of different things you can do. Just something actively while you're trying to enjoy life and give you a chance to golf, I guess, all day, any day.
Johnny Miller from Golf Addiction. How do they find you guys? By phone number?
Yeah, you bet. Our phone number is 605-274-8903.
All right. So you are a part of the Great Life side, and you guys already have a setting at Baker Crossing.
We do. Yeah, absolutely. So that sim's up and running, and what's been going on with it is a lot of the tournaments that have been going on out there, they'll go out and actually play on the simulator afterwards and do a closest to the pin challenge, which is really cool. So we have the option of basically setting up a close to the pin. You don't have to putt out. It's just essentially it's how close you get to the pin, and it ranks you on points. So the more points you get on however many holes, you end up winning it. That means you're the closest. Sometimes you don't get some points. Sometimes you get 50 points for being the closest. So that's a pretty cool option out there as well. If you want to swing on it before a tournament out of Baker Crossing, just ask the boys, and they'll fire it up. You can hit on the range for about $6 for half an hour. Just get yourself warmed up and get your distances down before you hit the course.
All right. This week, Johnny, it's the Greenbrier, West Virginia. There is no Johnny Miller playing. In fact, it's now Nick Faldo's home course. He has found, can't believe that jolly old Englishman has found West Virginia to his liking. But he'll be there, and you'll know that he'll have a lot of country stories. John Daly's there. Did you pick Daly this week? My wife did.
No, we should have. We met John Daly down at the Masters at a big Hooters event, you can believe that. Weird place for John Daly.
No, a usual place for John Daly, probably.
Right. So our picks, and I did a little swapping out. I got your email this morning, Bill. So our A players are going to be Bubba Watson, Mr. Summer Hayes. Brian, we're going to put on, Daniel, we're going to put on the bench. B players, Steve Stricker is in. Bill Haas in. On the bench is going to be Brian Harmon. And Keegan Bradley, we're going to sub. We're going to get in him on the bench.
And Mr. K.J. Choi is going to be in for C players. He surprised us last week. He had a great round. And then Pat Perez is going to be on the bench as well, too, for our C players.
Well, some of these guys may be available to get the two-for-one at Golf Addiction. I can't tell you which one I think is going to be out early, but that's all right. Good luck. We'll just give them your card. You guys do great work.
Thank you, sir. Have a great day.
John Miller, Adam Scott, Golf Addiction. When we come back, we'll talk to the guy that is strutting his stuff. Of course, he had to have a little treatment in the building this morning. We'll find out how much strutting he was doing. That's all a part of the Business of Golf on Wednesday.
At Specialty Orthopedics with Dr. Tim Lee Burton, you don't need a referral and you don't need to wait. If you have pain or an injury, do what Vicki did.
I've been having trouble with my knee. I called a couple of the other places that I had previously been to, either needed a referral to get in or needed to wait a month to get in. So I scheduled the appointment with Dr. Lee Burton, called him on a Monday, got in on a Tuesday, and he scheduled the surgery for 2 days later.
At Specialty Orthopedics, you'll get quick attention from Dr. Tim Lee Burton himself, not someone's assistant or mid-level.
The staff there has been absolutely cooperative and friendly about everything. Dr. Lee Burton took an extra amount of time on my first follow-up appointment. I was just surprised at how interested he was personally in how my knee surgery was going to affect my life.
Today is the day to do it. Call Dr. Tim Lee Burton at Specialty Orthopedics, 275-5560, 275-5560, or go to sfspecialtyorthopedics.com.
Shouldn't you give the gift of great drinking water 365 days a year?
I'm Julene, and at Kinetico, we're making it even easier. We'll offer you up to $400 for your old softener with the purchase of a new cordless Kinetico softener. That's right, no electricity.
Visit Kinetico, 401 South Minnesota, call 339-3434, or go online at KineticoSiouxFalls.com. For soft water in the USA that's better for your hair, skin, or clothing,
it's Kinetico, Kinetico, Kinetico.
Where the only race that matters is the race for a better informed public. Kello, News Talk 1320, 107.9, and Kello.com.
Well, each week we do a little golf fantasy. We work with Yahoo and, of course, the Business of Golf Fantasy. If you wanted to be in it, you could do that. I'm surprised we don't have more people in it because everybody could beat us with some of these picks we've made, with the exception of Mr. Paul Daugherty, who blitzed us last week. All right, so how did you do it?
Luck. Pure luck, Bill.
Well, you did pick Justin Rose.
I did.
Who kind of backed in.
Yeah.
But he played strong at the end.
He played strong at the end, and that's all that counted, wasn't it?
Indeed.
And I remember to move my players around occasionally.
Yeah, I still don't understand Austin, who can't figure out how to move any players.
Well, I can relate. The last year, you know, I didn't even know how to sign him up. I was in Max's shoes. You were having to help me out and tell me who to
pick. Yeah, we did a lot of help with you, too, huh?
Yeah.
The
yeah.
Guardian Angel didn't do well for you. Like.
Then I had the sports analyst earlier this year that didn't pan out too well. So now I'm just shooting by pure luck.
All right. You were getting treated today. What was that about?
I made the comment out there that the ball of my left foot was bugging me a little bit. And all of a sudden, Dr. Max tells me to sit down, and he pulls out twisted on my shoulders, and he tells me I need to come in and get adjusted.
Well, and he's saying something about a short in the back or something?
Yeah, short in my lower back is probably causing some nerve to be pinched that's affecting that left foot, so.
It's become an interesting group of people around here. One week we got the doctors that are making life-death comments about each other. Today they were working together and referring each other.
Yeah, and I went in to see Dr. Tim here probably about 6 weeks ago for a little problem I was having in my right thumb, and he helped me out here, so I think I'll go see Dr. Max and see what he can do about my left foot. I'm just getting too old.
Well, you need to take credit, too, that there are places I can go and win golf tournaments and I can have the longest drive.
Yeah.
Where did I get that driver?
You know, I think you got that driver from me, Bill.
I know. Somebody was saying, well, you got that one from Austin. No, I didn't.
No, you didn't. And I saw the email you were talking about how you were the long guy out there. I'm like, yeah. And I know who did that driver.
Well,
we had a lot of fun setting that driver up.
We did, and finally found somebody I can beat. I wish that class reunion was once every year instead of once every 10 years. But it was nice to do that, and they wanted to know how my driver had come together, and I said it was this guy by the name of Daugherty. So, anyway, you do have a high school guy you're going to be talking with as well.
I do. That's one of Dr. Max's patients, I believe.
And she will be our latest project.
She'll be a project that we'll have for July.
All right, bags. You do bagology. You know, we talked about that.
We do, and we've talked about that. But I want to change the topic just a little bit today.
What?
Just a little bit.
Tell me.
Well, sorry about that.
That's all right.
I tried to mention it during the break, but, you know, we hear Dr. Tim talking about how same day, get in, get out, and it is absolutely fantastic. That experience I had when I had to go see him, calling in the morning, getting in a couple hours later, and having the problem resolved was fantastic. Golf, et cetera, is the only place that I know of in Sioux Falls that if you have a broken club right now in your bag, you could come in, see us at the store, and you could be playing that club this afternoon. Immediate turnaround on club repairs. This is the time of the season when we have golf events, golf outings, tournaments, what have you. We don't have time to wait for a broken club, and it's not necessarily necessary to replace a club. Get it fixed. Get it fixed on the spot.
Makes sense to me. And if people have clubs they need some help with, need their bag checked, it's that time of year where you're going into the second half of the golf season.
Yeah.
How do they best reach you?
Call the store at 361-8333.
Common myths about golf clubs.
Common myth. Common myth would be, this set of clubs that's sitting on the rack should fit me just fine.
Without hitting it, without taking it out.
Or even with just hitting a couple of sample clubs. You can't really tell. Each club is different. Every individual golfer is different. It's a complex project to match golf clubs to a golfer, and it can't be done in 5 or 10 minutes.
All right, we got to get on to the picks of the week.
Picks of the week.
We'll see how well you're going to do this week. And you got a couple of names in there nobody else picked, which I think are going to hold up for you.
Let's hope that happens. Unfortunately, my A player, I do have Bubba, and everybody else seems to have him. On the bench, I have Charles Howell III. B players starting out, I have Bill Haas and Webb Simpson. On the bench, I have Keegan Bradley and Steve Stricker. C players, I do have KJ Choi and Chris Stroud.
He's the sleeper.
I think so.
I like him. Doherty, you had a project one, and that's Dave. My golf partner Monday nights, as it turned out. He's got Bubba, but Mark Leishman on the bench. He's got Webb Simpson, Steve Stricker, Bill Haas, Keegan Bradley will be coming off the bench if needed, Jimmy Walker, and Brendan Todd. The host this week, I don't have Bubba. I've got Mark Leishman. I like him this week if he can play 4 rounds, but I think that Patrick Reed, his new wife, the new baby, they've washed his mouth out with soap. I think he's going to play well, and I like the fact that if he doesn't cuss, I think he'll be there Sunday. Brendan Todd and Chris Kirk, Brendan DeYoung and Chris Kirk on the starting side on the B, Bill Haas, Brian Harmon on the bench, and I do like Brendan Todd. I would start Jimmy Walker, but I only have 2 appearances with him left this year. I think Walker may be your winner. He's got a second, a fourth, and a fourth. Last 3 trips to West Virginia.
I'll keep an eye on him.
All right. Anything else we ought to be saying for the good of the cause? You got a tournament coming up?
We have a tournament coming up with Face It Together, Sioux Falls. It's on the 14th of this month, which is a Monday. Again, you can call the store, 361-883-8333 for more information about that event.
Okay, and that's Golf Etc. That's in the shadow of?
O'Gorman High School, right on the north side of 41st Street across from Billions.
All right. We appreciate all the people in the golf show. Good vendors, good golf people, people that can help you, people that if you're having back trouble, if you just need to go for a good meal, watch soccer, watch
golf. Get your foot checked.
Get your foot checked. We can do it. Or you can just listen to us on Wednesday. The Business of Golf comes to you between now and September the 3rd. You can go online, check our picks, go to the blog at Kello AM. The show will be podcast by tomorrow by Browning. For now, though, our time's up. Thank you for yours.